So our next presenter has 30 minutes before our break. We're going to talk about best practices for managing litigation. Our speaker is Amanda Childs, or Mandy. She's Chief Litigation and Investigation Counsel for 7-Eleven. Mandy counsels clients across the company on a wide variety of safety and security issues. She's involved in matters both pre-litigation and in litigation. Mandy oversees high exposure personal injury, premises liability cases, and manages a team that handles the risk docket for 7-Eleven and Speedway stores. 7-Eleven is the largest franchisor in the world, and Mandy handles disputes that arise with its franchisees, disputes with vendors, and also with product suppliers. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mandy.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It is great to be here. I am Mandy Childs. So I'm here today to talk about a few pointers that go along with that type of volume. So in this 30-minute presentation, we're just going to talk about kind of avoiding mistakes as a litigator, managing litigation, and if we have time, talk about just kind of keeping yourself organized. So before I start, do we have any in-house litigators in the room? All right. So let the record reflect we have two in-house litigators in the room. Excellent. Okay, so what makes a good litigator? Just generally, in a law firm, right, you are up to your eyeballs, right, in 10 to 15, say, major matters, right? You know those cases up and down, left and right, top to bottom, every single thing about them, right? You have drafted and argued persuasive briefs. You have navigated the nuance of complicated legal issues. And that is your life. You have lived and breathed it 24 hours a day. Okay, contrast that with in-house. In-house, you are inch deep in hundreds of issues and cases. Someone asked me just recently how many times a day I switch subjects. So I kept track. One day, 150 times I switched subject matters. Just one day. And so in-house, you have to manage, issue spot, multitask, edit, socialize issues and gain consensus. So it's kind of two different skill sets. Top 10 lists, which I love. So I will start with those. First mistake, getting overwhelmed with email and doing the easy stuff first. I'm sure you guys get a ton of email, and I think it is very easy to just try to get through it, right? And so you just want to get through the easy stuff first, right? Just tick it off, tick it off, tick it off, tick it off. And then what happens, right? You're getting through the volume, but the real important stuff is waiting for you at the end of the day. So I think that is a trap that a lot of young litigators, especially in-house, fall into. They're just not used to the volume of email. Second thing, focusing on the fire of the day. There are a lot of fires in-house. And so if you are just jumping from fire to fire that day, you are not going to get to the stuff that you really need to be able to focus on and get to. So that can be a big distraction. Number three, kind of dealing with the person that has the largest title in the room and thinking that that is what needs the most attention. So, you know, don't ignore your CEO. Don't ignore the VP that has their hand up, right? But yeah, they don't necessarily have the biggest issue that needs to be dealt with. What I like to do, especially in retail, is talk to customer service, right? listen to your customer.